Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks face the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday in the NFC Divisional Playoffs. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the game and the team's history at Lambeau Field. Art, from the standpoint of football theater, does it get any better than playing at Lambeau Field in January?
No, this is so cool. And yet cold, actually. It's just wonderful having the Seahawks playing the Packers, the long history and tradition at Lambeau Field. And actually, it kind of hit home for me this week talking to Quandre Diggs, who is the new free safety for the Seahawks. They acquired him in a midseason trade. He grew up in Texas. He was being interviewed by reporters before practice Wednesday, and he talked about how much fun this is for him because he grew up seeing Packers games in the snow in Lambeau, and he said, this would be so cool to play. And this is his first playoff game in his five-year career. Yeah, he was with the Lions, and the Lions have never been very good. But this is the chance for him, and he said, this is my dream growing up as a kid to play at Lambeau. And he's been there in the regular season, but it's always different with the playoffs because the weather is a factor. And right now the forecast suggests that there's not going to be any snow, but it's going to be in the low 20s and it's starting at night and the field is probably going to, you know, be slippery. So yes, there is going to be weather to add to 80,000 hostiles screaming at the Seahawks. So if fans can take a step back and have an appreciation for something besides the outcome, this is really a fun game.
So that's setting the stage. What is going to come into play in this game?
Well, I think the pivot point in this game is going to be the condition of the Seahawks' offensive line to hold up against a ferocious pass rush that the Packers have. They have two guys named Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, no relation except they do meet at the quarterback a lot. They have 25 sacks between the two of them. And this game is going to be as Russell Wilson dependent as any the Seahawks have had because the offensive line, as we saw last week, couldn't handle Philadelphia very well. The two running backs, Marshawn Lynch and Travis Homer, combined for 19 yards on 17 carries. Russell Wilson was the leading rusher last week, as well as throwing for 325 yards in their 17-9 win in Philadelphia over the Eagles. So the drama is going to be whether Wilson can survive to dominate because the running game probably isn't going to be there again, as much as the Seahawks may want to emphasize Marshawn Lynch. Whoever wins that battle between pass rush versus pass protection is going to win the game.
How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think it's going to be trouble for the Seahawks. I don't think they're going to pull it off because, first of all, the Seahawks have won one game in Lambeau Field in their entire existence. They're 1-9 overall. They did win a couple of games in Milwaukee in the 1980s, but as far as Lambeau Field, it's 1-9, and that win was 20 years ago when Mike Holmgren was in his first year as Seahawks coach after being poached from Green Bay, and the Seahawks won in 1999.
So not good at Lambeau Field, but they have a franchise best road record this season.
Yes, the Seahawks are 8-1 on the road. They're not afraid of the conditions, but there are some things you can't do much about. So I think this season, as dramatic and preposterous as it has been, is going to come to an end.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.